worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. As always, we appreciate you listening in. In just a moment, we'll be introducing our in-studio guest, Victory McIntosh. But as we start off, we invite you to look with us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, starting at verse 1 again. Hebrews chapter 11, starting at verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away, so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the sea shore. Verses 1 through 12, Hebrews chapter 11. Father, we thank you for the wisdom found in your word. We thank you for the guidance, the grace, the empowerment, the strength, the counsel, and so much more that's found in your word. Lord, more and more open the minds, the hearts, and the understanding of all that are listening today to grow in our understanding of the great need for us to be believers, be persons who are filling our hearts and our minds with your word every single day. And more help us to recognize, Lord, that there's so much blessing, so much strength, so much encouragement, so much power, so much of your goodness that flows into our minds and our hearts as we simply spend time reading and meditating on your word. As we spend time one-on-one with you, as you speak words of wisdom, power, and grace to our lives. Help us to be faithful to read your word daily, and help us to be faithful to teach and train our children to do the same, and help us to be faithful to encourage our friends and our associates and others so that they too can reap the great blessing, the great benefit, the great encouragement that comes from filling our hearts, our minds, our lives with your word. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. And I'm Pastor Joseph Parker, and we're grateful to have with us again in studio Victory McIntosh as well.
Hey, Pastor Parker.
Good to have you, Victory,
Thank you once again.
And as we start off, let me remind our listeners once again, we're always glad to have you listening. Our fall share-a-thon is coming up in just a few weeks. And again, we're still encouraging you to basically call in and share a listener testimony, sharing how this ministry, how Urban Family Talk has blessed you and encouraged you in your faith, and how it's been a source of encouragement for you. If you call this number, 1-877-327-5647, again, 1-877-327-5647, and share a testimony. You just may hear that testimony during our fall share-a-thon in a few weeks. We'd be glad to hear from you. Again, 1-877-327-5647. One more time, 1-877-327-5647. And want to say once again, hello to all of our new listeners and by way of Africa TV. Glad to have you listening online through online streaming. You can now watch the Hour of Intercession live online and see what's going on in studio during our show. And between breaks, our channel link is africa.tv/hourofint. Again, that's africa.tv/hourofint. I'm going to spell that AFREECA.com/hourofint. HOUROFINT. Again, that's africa.tv/hourofint. We'd be glad to have you join us by way of online streaming, again, through Africa TV. And let me remind you once again, too, for those that want to join us by way of the Turban here on Urban Family, you can simply do this. Go to www.urbanfamilytalk.com. Look to the top left side of the page and go to Menu. Click on Radio Programs. Scroll down to the Hour of Intercession, this broadcast. And once you're on the Hour of Intercession page, scroll down a little bit till you see the word Podcasts. Next to Podcasts, find the words The Turban. And click on The Turban. Next, you'll see The Turban box. Within the top corner of the box, you'll see an arrow. Click on the arrow, and you can log in as a guest or log in using your Facebook account. Follow the steps to log into Facebook. Then you're an official Turbanite and a part of our Turbanite family. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Jade, good to have you. Victory and Jade.
It's okay. I have two personalities.
That's right.
Thank you, Pastor Parker, for allowing me to join you today.
Good to have you again. And today, you know, we'll be talking a little bit more about ministering to millennials. And also, again, yesterday we were grateful to have TJ in studio with us, who's the managing editor of Engage Magazine, which is a part of our ministry. And, of course, you're a part of Engage, too. And also, you fall in the category of a millennial.
Whoop, whoop.
And so, that's right. I want you to reintroduce yourself to our listeners, because there are some that wouldn't really know you. Tell them a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself to them.
I'll make it real short because we do radio for a living, so we tend to talk a lot. But okay. Victory McIntosh, you can hear me weekdays, Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Central Time on Urban Family. The Jesus Jams, where I play a lot of my favorite jams. But the Lord has been getting on to me because, you know, we have seasoned listeners like yourself. So I try to also implement a little old school gospel music along with the new school. But I'm a Rhema grad, Rhema Bible Training College.
Now tell our listeners what Rhema is.
Rhema is the best Bible college in the world. So if you went to ORU, I don't even know the names of the other ones. I'm sorry. Rhema is the best. It's in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which is strictly just studying ministry. I study evangelism for 3 years. You can study pastors, wherever the Lord leads you. Youth ministry, mission work. One of my dear friends, she did missions. She desires to be a missionary. She's one of those, she don't mind getting dirty. You know what I mean? So I went there. And honestly, then, you know, after I left there, came to American Family Association, Urban Family, and the rest is history, you know?
Amen.
Just living for the Lord.
Well, I appreciate you coming in today. And, you know, part of our topic today, we'll be talking about the importance of spiritual habits, or the fancy word is spiritual disciplines.
Yes, sir.
And part of what I want to ask you to do with us today, Victory, is share how these have been important in your life. Because, you know, a part of that is it's important for us to know that, for example, we talked yesterday some about the importance of reading the Word of God and being a student of God's Word. Well, I'm of the opinion that one of the most valuable habits in all of life is opening God's Word and reading it every single day.
Yes, sir.
Because, of course, when you're reading the Word of God, the Creator of the universe is talking directly to us, giving us not only knowledge, but insight, guidance, direction, wisdom, and so much more. So reading the Word of God is so important every single day. But along with that, too, we need to know a big part of it is we're listening to God for guidance in life.
Yes, sir.
Everybody needs that. And so as we start off, would you share how has reading the Word of God faithfully and consistently been an important part of your life?
Man, okay, so I'm going to be, you know, I love transparency. We keep it real up in here. Plus, we're believers of Christ. God wants us to be honest. Mm-hmm. Honestly, kind of what I mentioned earlier to you earlier this morning, I thank God for people like you, seasoned people. If you are seasoned, and meaning as up in age, but you know your youth is renewed like the eagle.
Young and seasoned.
Motivate all of us young folks to stick with God's word. Because I'll be honest, when I was at Rhema, it was so easy for me to stick in God's word. Because Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 hours every day, I was in those classrooms, hungry for the Lord, and getting in His word. It was so easy for me to pray. Well, when I got out of that bubble, I was in a bubble. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. And I missed that bubble. If you went to Rhema, you know what I'm talking about. But when I got out of that bubble, I had to really press in to be diligent. Have I always been perfect? No. And one thing that the enemy I know that he's tried with me was bring forth condemnation. And we all know Jesus says there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ, but having me feeling bad, like I was less valuable because I wasn't always consistent. But then I thank God for people like yourself, my mommy and my daddy, if you're listening, thank you. You know, who was like, you got to be consistent. So I thank God. I can honestly say recently, maybe about a month or so, I'm being more consistent because the Holy Ghost said to me one day, he said, you know, you make time to get on Facebook. You make time to send text messages. You come to work on time. Mm-hmm. You can make time to spend in the Word. That's and right. It's amazing what it does to your day. I mean, oh my goodness. Because, you know, you can have some of those days where you want to knock somebody out. The flesh. It's the flesh. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Glad you don't do it, though. I don't
do it. But the more I notice, man, the more that I'm in his word and I'm prayed up, mm-hmm. and I've had those disciplines. One thing, Psalm chapter 63, I know it says, early in the morning while I seek you. Mm-hmm. That's one of the best times. But for me, I do seek him in the morning, but nighttime, I find myself really being able to really dig in even more. So I think it just depends on the personality, but it's vital. Honestly, I think I've heard you say this, just as much how we need air to breathe, mm-hmm. we need God's word and stay connected to the vine.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to ask Victory if you'll take a moment now to pray for our listeners and for believers in general to really grow in the understanding of the need for them to really start that habit, even today, start that habit of getting to the word every day. And of course, you know, I say 3 chapters a day. I think that's a good goal.
I do too.
But the important thing is they get a significant volume every day. But would you pray for them?
Absolutely. Father God, we just thank you for this day, Lord. And I thank you for every listener that is listening right now and tuning in to Pastor Parker's program. Father, I ask of you, Lord, you said in your word in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, that blessed are they who hungers and thirst for righteousness. Lord, I ask of you, Lord, give every individual, including us, more of a hunger and thirst of seeking after your words, praying and being connected with you throughout our day and every day. Give us that desire, Father. Somebody's probably listening right now like, man, I wish I had that hunger. Well, let me tell you, Father, I just ask you, give them that hunger and that desire. Father, I ask of you, Lord, that we will move glory to glory every day, every second. Even if we don't feel like it, I thank you that your word says we don't have to go by how we feel, but what your word says. So, Father, I just thank you right now, Lord, that we are moving glory to glory, that every person, Lord, from this day forward will have a desire to seek your face like never before. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father, I do thank you and I praise you. Thank you for every person listening. And thank you for those listening again in the Cherubim, all those listening online, those listening in different places where our stations are located. Thank you for those listening on Afrika TV. And thank you for all those in all the other places as well that are tuned in. Lord, flood their lives even now with your Holy Spirit. Open their minds and their hearts to see the great, great, great need for them to make it one of the high priorities of their lives, mm-hmm. to open up your word and simply make it their business to listen to you as you speak words of life, words of blessing, words of encouragement, words of empowerment into their lives. And help those that think that they just don't have time, help them to see through that self-deception that we have time for what we truly want to do.
Yes.
And help us to make that one of the great, great priorities of our lives, knowing that when you speak to us through your word, you don't just give us wisdom and counsel, which is great all by itself, but you also give us you pour grace, peace, strength, encouragement, empowerment, and so much more into our hearts and our lives. We need that, and Lord, help us, those that are parents, to be faithful to teach and train and encourage our children and grandchildren. Help those that just want to encourage their friends to do the very same thing. Lord, help us to read 3 chapters or more. Or just challenge us to make that one of the great priorities of their lives. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're listening to The Hour of Intercession. In studio guest, Victory McIntosh. We'll be right back.
Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day, Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk.
The Awakening. Shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening. Encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
I am proud to say that I am not an African-American. I am an American.
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening.
Let me say this from the beginning. Anytime God is calling us to do something that we don't want to do, He has to get stern with us before we'll ever move. Whatever that looks like and however that plays out, one thing is certain. God will never force you to do anything. Think about it. In terms of your personal relationships, you don't want a relationship with someone because they feel obligated. You want a relationship with them because they want to be in one. It's the same way with the Father. He wants sons and daughters who want a love relationship with Him above obedience. We don't obey because we have to. We obey because we get to and we want to. Choose to join Him in the work of saving the lost because we love Him and we are devoted to Him. He'll never force you, but He'll definitely compel you to come. Choose wisely, my friend. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
Equipped with Chris Brooks.
This program is an apologetic endeavor. What I want to do is really train you in the art and science of defending and commending your Christian faith to people who maybe they've been hurt by the church, maybe they don't believe like you believe, and you're saying to yourself, how do I have an effective conversation with them? Well, we're looking for an evangelistic edge, if you will, that will allow us to more effectively, more contextualize the gospel so that we can reach men and women for Christ. Quite often, the on-ramp, if you will, is looking at culture and taking advantage of the conversations that folks are already having and saying, how can I leverage this to get people to talk about Jesus? This show becomes kind of massively significant to you if your desire is to reach people for Christ.
Get equipped with Chris Brooks.
Join me Monday through Friday at noon Central Time on Urban Family Talk.
Music of Byron Cage, the song simply entitled Victory, named after Victory right here in the studio. Praise the Lord. So, again, grateful to have all of you as a part of our listening family and grateful to have in studio with us today Victory McIntosh. And Victory, as we pick up in this next segment, I want to ask, We were talking about the importance of reading the Word. And again, our encouragement to every single listener, wherever you're listening from, is that you make it a high priority. I would specifically encourage you to start, if you're not doing it already, start reading 3 chapters in your Bible every single day. It will bless your socks off. Why? Because the Bible is like a bottle of grace, and it's as if God's question every day is, how much do you want? You can read as much as you want. Now, often people compare reading the Word of God to feeding your physical body. Well, again, that's a good comparison up to a point. Now, of course, typically people feed their bodies at least 2, maybe 3 meals a day and lots of snacks in between. Well, you know, again, it's good to take good care of your body. But, you know, as it relates to our spirit, the Word of God is food for your spirit. Again, the comparison to your body is good to a point, because physically, if you keep eating and eating, after a while, you're going to hurt yourself. But when it comes to spiritual things, you can't get too much of God's Word, because it only pours more and more grace into your mind, your heart, and your life. You need that. I need that. We all can use that. So I would encourage you to start reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day. And, of course, if you can get an audio Bible, let that supplement your reading. Don't let it replace your reading, but let that supplement your Bible reading, because it will bless you even more. But as it relates to prayer, Victor, I want to ask if you would share with us, how has prayer played a vital role in your life as a believer?
Man, it was due to prayer that I knew the Lord had called me to go to Rhema. Through prayer that I knew to move back to Mississippi, even though I didn't want to. Obedience. But obedience is better than sacrifice. But I thank God. But, man, prayer is, English and in tongues. Mm-hmm. You know, in Jude, it says that when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you're building yourself up upon your most holy faith. One thing I will add, a lot of times I also pray out scriptures. Mm-hmm. Man, it's amazing when you pray, which you talk about this a lot, Pastor Parker, especially in devotion, when we have devotions in the morning. One in particular that I've been, I'm big on meditating on it so that I memorize it. Mm-hmm. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1-3 is the most recent one that I've been doing. Mm-hmm. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek after those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Mm-hmm. Verse 2 says, set your affection on things above and not on things of this earth. And verse 3 says, for ye then are dead, your life is hid with Christ in God. Man, it's amazing. I find myself, because I meditated on that and I got it within my spirit. Now I find myself when I'm praying, I'm like, Lord, help me seek after those things which are above, setting mm-hmm. my affections on things above and not on this earth. Man, God loves, like I've heard you say this so many times, He loves when we speak back to Him with His word. Praise and then you'll God. Find yourself changing the way you think, which will then change your actions. Mm-hmm. But man, prayer is how we make it in this life as believers, as followers. It's through prayer that we keep our sanity. My God, mm-hmm. with everything that's going on in the world, man, like in what is it, Carolina, North Carolina, the whole, what is that, South Carolina?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. I get mm-hmm. mixed up. Mm-hmm. It's through prayer that I'm able to know that, man, how to navigate my prayer life as well, that I'm supposed to be praying for peace in this situation, mm-hmm. not being what Paul says, to be angry, but sin not. But prayer is vital in the life of a believer. And honestly, we realize, though, we can see in today's society that many people don't see how vital it is, because not many people use it, which is sad.
That's sad. I'm going to take time now. I'm going to lead wherever you might be, I want to invite you to pray this prayer with us. We're going to pray the Ten Commandments. And if you've never done it before, today is a good day to start. But I would encourage you to understand this. This is a prayer that comes based on the Ten Commandments, and it's a very fruitful prayer to pray. Reason being is because, remember, when we work, but when we pray, God works. So when you ask God to help you with something, prayer releases the Holy Spirit to work to bring to pass that which you pray in line with the will of God. So I want to invite every single listener, if you would simply pray the Ten Commandments along with me from wherever you might be. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Help us today, Lord, to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, today to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us, Lord, to not steal. Help us to not kill. Help us, Lord, to not commit adultery.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, to tell the truth. Help us, Lord, to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And now, Victor, if you had to guess how long that took us, about how long would you say that took us?
Less than a minute.
Not long at all. Not long. But the fact is, it's very fruitful to pray the Ten Commandments every day because, remember, again, prayer releases the Holy Spirit to work, and we really need a lot of help.
Yes, sir.
We need a lot of help just to walk with God, to keep, stay in close fellowship. But God is ready. He's ready to help us. So that's why it's so wise to live a life full of prayer, because it allows the Holy Spirit to permeate our lives. And so the wisest people in the world are people that fill their lives with prayer, are prayerful about big things, little things, and in-between things as well.
Absolutely.
And so the Ten Commandments are found in the book of Exodus chapter 20, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, in their entirety. And I want to encourage every single listener, make it your goal to start praying them every single day. And again, you may notice I didn't read, obviously, go through the whole details of every single verse, because actually in Exodus 20, it's verses 1 through 17, a little lengthy, but the basic commandment itself is what we covered. And that's what you need to do, too. And understand this, when you're talking to the Lord, don't worry about praying in King James, okay? That doesn't impress the Lord, okay?
Thou shalt not kill.
The important thing is that we simply share our heart with God, because God wants to hear our hearts. And as we learn to seek God in prayer again, we have a Heavenly Father that loves to hear and answer prayer.
And can I add to that, Pastor Parker? I'm so glad you brought that up, because, man, I've been in situations where, you know, or churches and services where, right, even small groups, mm-hmm. when somebody gets to praying, it's like they're praying in King James. And I'm like, mm-hmm. man, like, you know, when you got a newcomer in or a new believer, they're mm-hmm. thinking, they're like, man, I don't know how to pray like that. Like, I've had people to tell me, Victory, I wish I could pray like that. I'm like, oh. Like, just like you're talking to me, that's how the mm-hmm. Lord wants you to talk to him. Mm-hmm. And so I love that you say that. Man, I pray by the way the Lord, within my personality, who I am. That's one, oh my gosh, like I'm like, Father. And then there are times like, if it's a really difficult day, God cares about everything in our lives. He mm-hmm. wants us to be real with him. Like the other day, I was like, man, Lord, it was a tough day. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was just honest with him. And so don't, I love that. Don't pray like you're in King James. Do the Message Bible if you want to.
Mm-hmm. Now, if that's in your heart to pray, that's okay. But the fact is, it doesn't impress God. He wants to hear our heart.
And you don't have to use big words either.
Sure don't. Sure don't. God's vocabulary, it can be as big or as little as we need it to be. I mean, he understands lots of words we don't even know.
Absolutely.
So it's important for us to understand he wants to hear our heart. And the book of Psalms, the whole book of Psalms is a wonderful, of course, the book of Psalms is like the hymn book for the Hebrew people. It's a book of hymns, but at the same time, it's a book of prayers. It's a book of verses of worship. It's so, so much. And so reading through the book of Psalms actually helps us to better understand the heart of God, the mind of God. And of course, King David wrote about half the Psalms. He didn't write all of them, but about half of them. But they're wonderful means of really expressing our heart back to God. So one way of praying and meditating and just spending time with God is just reading through the book of Psalms. And when you read them to yourself and read them to God. And the fact is, God will listen anytime you read them, and even in the middle of the night, because God doesn't sleep. Mm. He's awake all night long and all daytime as well. And so we'll never catch God napping. You know, he's going to be wide awake listening.
And
so,
you know what, Pastor Park, I'm going to add this. Like, our Father is so in tune and wants to be a part of our lives. Man, Psalms chapter 34, I used to always go to verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Mm-hmm. Well, recently, as in like 2 months ago, the Lord led me up to verse 4, Psalms 34, verse 4. And it says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and mm-hmm. delivered me from all of my fears. Let me tell you what I was going through at the time. The Bible has an answer to everything. Okay. At the time, my dad had been in... my mother had surgery. My daddy, they found something on his kidneys, just all this stuff, right? So fear of death tried to come on me, of my parents, you know, losing my parents. I'll never forget, man, the Holy Ghost told me, he said, Victory, he said, it's because you don't have a full concept of how beautiful heaven is. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times when people hear about a loved one about to die or sick, but of course now they are the healed of the Lord now. I do believe in speaking God's word. But we get depressed and hurt, like, I don't want to lose them. But they're going to heaven if they know Jesus. Mm-hmm. But the Lord led me to that verse in Psalms 34, verse 4. How it's, I sought the Lord. He delivered me from that fear. And he's helping me realize. But that's whatever right. It is you have an issue with, you need Google. If you don't know exactly where it is, Google will show you everything. And then pray that to the Lord.
That's right. That's right.
But I just wanted to add that when you said Psalms.
God loves his word. And of course, the word blesses us and it blesses the heart of God to hear it as well. And so we're wise to do that. I'm going to take a moment. I'm going to read Psalm 139. And it's a unique psalm that reminds us of how the intimate details with which the Lord knows us and understands who we are. This is Psalm 139, starting at verse 1. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down. You are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You've hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Verses 1 through 24, all of Psalm 139. And, you know, Victor, that's a powerful psalm, and it touches on many different things. But amongst other things, it touches on the fact that God knows great details about us. He knows more about us than we know about ourselves. He knew us before we ever got here.
Come on.
When we were still in our mom's womb, he knew us before we were in our mother's wombs as well.
Yes, yes, sir.
So great, great details. And it's good to know that we can trust God with our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he understands us better than we understand ourselves.
When you said he knows some things about us than what we know, I didn't even realize that I had a fear about heaven. Mm-hmm. And I know some people, and don't act like you didn't. Because if you know, like everybody, I'm sure didn't. But there are people who do because they, right. You know. But it wasn't until I got into God's word, when I started seeking his face, when I made my closet moments or war room moments. Have you seen? Mm-hmm. You haven't seen the movie? Prashelle Shearer, you're welcome. Check out War Room. But it wasn't until I did that and the Lord revealed to me that what I didn't even know was in me. Mm. But through his word.
That's
amen.
Good. And of course, the word of God is always going to help us draw closer to God. It's going to help us to grow in our walk with God. It's going to move on us in such a way that more and more the Holy Spirit will work in our lives more the more we fill up on the word daily too.
Mm-hmm.
So many blessings, so many quote-unquote fringe benefits from
I like
walking
that.
Close with the Lord. And so again, if you're not reading your Bible every day, today is a good day to start because it'll bless your socks off. It'll bless you in so many ways and encourage you in your walk with the Lord. And why not? Why not? What better thing can you do than spend time letting the creative universe speak wisdom and grace into your life? You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We appreciate you listening. Our in-studio guest is Victory McIntosh. We'll be right back.
There is an urgent need for Christians to vote. Imagine the impact people of faith will have on the future of our nation, the character of its leadership, and the health of its families if biblical principles are applied during this election. Pledge to vote your values and convictions. Get the free voter guide at afaaction.net. This is the most comprehensive guide available anywhere. This message brought to you by AFA Action.
Hi, I'm Cedric. 20 years of drug addiction has taken me to places that were dark and desperate. And as I wandered down the street, I passed Teen Challenge. I've been drug-free for 5 months.
If you know an adult or teenager who's struggling with a chemical addiction, Teen Challenge can help. Call us today at 417-581-2181 or reach us online at teenchallengeusa.com. This is Urban Family Talk.
What turns married couples from allies into adversaries? Dr. Tony Evans says it often starts with men and women who don't understand the roles God wants them to play. He explains as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
When men are not taking their rightful place, and sometimes it's hard for a woman to follow a parked car or a parked bus. At the same time, the rise of the feminist movement has hurt it because it said to women, you don't need a man, you can do without a man, you're better than a man, you know, in its various formats. So it's created this over-independent. If you're single, you need to be independent for to a certain level. But it's created independence gone amok. When a woman does get married, there's often conflict because she is resisting the man fulfilling his role. He needs you. You're a helpmate, and that does not mean just cooking and cleaning. A helpmate means one, collaborating with him. Because what most men don't know is God says if you skip her, God will not work with you. Because most men don't recognize that they don't value the input of their wives at the level that they ought to and need to in order to get even more of God operating on their midst. But at the same time, women have got to do it in such a way that recognizes his position. And when she does that, she is submitting. Jesus submitted to the Father while being equal to the Father. Because submission has to do with function, not equality or essence of being.
Learn more about the strength, commitment, and sacrifice it takes to be the kind of man a woman would want to submit to. It's all spelled out in Dr. Evans' bestseller, Kingdom Man. Copies are available at tonyevans.org, along with study guides, leaders' guides, and everything you need to promote God's view of manhood in your home or church. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. He won't last always. So get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
I know you've been hurting deep down inside. Let me encourage you. It's gonna be alright. Troubles and trials.
Music of Norman Hutchins, the song God's Got a Blessing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. We're grateful to have in studio with us Victory McIntosh, and we're talking today especially to millennials, but really to everybody else as well, the importance of spiritual habits, establishing. Remember, in life, the things that are important to us, we establish habits around them. And the fact is, if a person, typically, if you don't have a habit of doing certain things, typically, they're not that critical to you by and large. And so it's good to know that, like, if it's something is important to you, we're wise to establish habits around them. Just like, for example, for most people that have a job, getting up and going to work is a good habit, you know? Because yes, if you don't have that habit, that's a good way to lose your job real fast, you know? And typically, getting up and taking a bath, brushing teeth, those are good habits, you know? Yeah. Those that don't choose to, for example, brush their teeth may not keep them too long, you know? So it's good for us to know that important things are typically we establish habits around them. So establishing the habit of reading God's Word every day is critical to everything in life. The habit of praying and spending time talking to God, critical to every part of life as well. You know, Victor, in this last segment, I want to talk about the importance of not only reading the Bible and praying every day, but also it's important to be doers of the Word.
Woo.
We need to obey.
Come
the
on.
Importance of not just reading it to say we've read it. Mm-hmm. We need to live it, you know. And that's critical. You know, the Bible speaks of in the book of James, chapter 1, it says, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Now, one of the reasons it points that out is because if somebody reads the Bible, but they don't really pay attention to the importance of obeying it, again, it's easy for us to deceive ourselves into thinking, well, at least I read the Bible. Well, that's good. But understand this, truth is always meant to be applied. You don't learn truth just to say you know it. It's to be applied as best we can. And so if a person knows truth but don't apply it, you miss a huge part of the benefit.
Right.
So God is looking for ways to bless us, and we find God's blessing always in hearing and obeying the word of God. Mm-hmm. Every act of obedience, in other words, when you know the will of God and you obey it, is followed by an outpouring of grace in your life. Mm-hmm. Every act of disobedience leads to loss. It leads to some sort of loss, and it leads to bondage as well. And so it's important that we're committed to hearing and obeying the word of God as well.
You know, when you made the statement, being like of applying God's word, immediately the Holy Ghost brought me back to, I attended the University of Mississippi, Ole Miss. And when I was 18, I'll never forget, there was this, I was working on campus at the university, and there was this Jamaica, this guy that was from Jamaica that worked there. I had a little crush on him, you know, I was 18, first year in college. Well, anyway, he was an atheist. Mm-hmm. I had never met an atheist before. You know how you stereotype people? I always thought atheists were mean. I was 18. I never met one. You know, I came from Mississippi, decently, you know, small town, and everyone I knew were Christians. So I never forget, got to know him, and he was just so nice. Cool dude, right? And I'll never forget one day, he knew I was a follower of Christ. One day, I don't know if I asked him or what, but he said this. He asked me, he said, so, Victor, are you telling me that I will go to hell because I don't believe in your word? And I said, and I didn't, 18, right? Never been in that situation. He said, why is it you believe the Bible? And I said this, I'll never forget. I said, well, I said, because I know Jesus died for me, but when times when I apply his word, I've seen results. And that was just totally the Lord. And I said, I've applied his word in my own personal life, not as far as just praying to God for goodies, but when situations come up and praying it out, and or when I needed more joy, the joy of the Lord is my strength. When I applied his word, I saw results. I said, that's why he said, so you're telling me because I don't believe I'll go to hell? And I said, man, because the Bible is my final, it's my foundation. Yeah. That's what the word says, man. But I'll never forget. I just immediately was the thought of application because I've applied his word. Man, that's I'm right. telling you. That's and this right. the thing. While I'm sitting here talking to you, Pastor Parker, the Lord is stepping on my toes right here, you know, because we have moments where we slip up. And when I say slip up, where you're not consistent, man, you dust yourself off and get back up. Maybe you're listening now and you're like, man, I was on fire just last year, or 2 years ago, 5 years ago. It's not too late. You're still on fire. Right now, what the Lord is doing is scratching in your spirit. So you just get back on the wagon. And if you've never done it, today is a perfect day to do it. Man, there's benefits in this wall. Man, I'm a follower of Christ. Our name's Victory because of the victor who lives inside of us. So it benefits you to be consistent in this walk. And I'm going to say this. Man, I heard, don't go to God just praying for him to give you goodies. Go to him and just thank him for all of his goodness.
That's right. That's right. He runs our cup over every day, whether we acknowledge it or not. And the fact is, life is a gift. All of life is a gift. And we need to recognize that we should be just running over with thanksgiving and praise because God is so good to us in so many ways.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you hear the word, people say, well, I deserve this and I deserve that. Basically,
that's scary to say.
Well, the fact is, as difficult as it is to think about this, the only thing we really deserve is hell.
Ooh.
Because of the fact that we've transgressed the word of God and the will of God. But as far as deserving, we don't deserve the life we have. We don't deserve the breath we breathe. We don't deserve the homes we live in, the clothes we wear, the food we eat. We don't deserve that, even though we think we do sometimes. But the reality is, again, we really deserve death. So we need to recognize the single most important response to truth in life a human being can take is the step of asking Jesus Christ to come in their heart as Lord and Savior. Because in order to be in right relationship with God, you need to come, you need to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And the fact is, that's truth. And truth lets us know, again, what's correct and what's not correct. And so I want to take a moment now. There may be some listeners who you've never made that all-important step in your life to ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior. Well, today is a good day to get saved. Today is a good day to make that all-important step of asking Christ to come in. Because remember, the single most important decision in all of life is that one decision.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the fact is, you know, people that lived many years ago, like, say, 100 years ago, most of them have died.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once people die, it doesn't matter if they were black, white, Hispanic, rich, poor. The only thing that matters is, did they know Jesus?
Right.
Nothing else really matters because, again, it means where are we going to spend eternity? So for every listener listening today, if you'd like to make that all-important step, I want to invite you to pray this prayer with me with the understanding that you just pray it. You'll just pray it from your heart. But remember this, God is listening. He's ready for you to make this all-important step to ask Christ in your life so that you can be saved and have eternity and be able to spend eternity with the Lord. Would you pray it with me?
Mm-hmm.
Simply just, if these express the words of your heart, just pray it with me in the quietness of wherever you might be. Lord Jesus, I confess, Lord, I've sinned and I've done wrong in many ways. Lord Jesus, I repent and turn from the wrong I've done. I ask you, Lord, forgive me for all the wrong I've done. I do believe that Jesus Christ, God's Son, came into the world. I believe he lived and then he died on the cross to pay for my sins. And I do believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Right now, Lord, in a brand new way, I ask you, come into my heart, become my Lord and Savior, make me the person you want me to be. You told us in the Word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let me say to every single listener, if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, please do email us or call us and let us know. The email address is jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. I'd like to send you some materials that we share with believers that are spiritual growth materials that will help you to really begin to grow strong in the Lord. Or, of course, if you're already saved and or you just want to get the material, you're welcome to email us. We'd be glad to send it to you. Again, that email is jparker@afa.net. It's material that teaches you about prayer, teaches about the importance of being a student of the Word and the importance of being a doer of the Word of God as well. So if you just got saved or you just want the material, just email us. We'd be glad to send it to you. And let me remind you once again, too, if you want to give us a call and just let us know that you prayed and gave your heart to Jesus, we'd be glad to hear that great, great news. You can call us 1-662-844-5036. Again, 1-662-844-5036, extension 381. We'd really be glad to hear from you. Our time is almost gone. Victor, anything else that you want to share? Time's running fast. So anything else you want to share before our time runs out?
My only thing, Pastor Parker, as you continue on with your spiritual discipline, as I said earlier, there's no condemnation to those in Christ. But let me tell you, Christ said in Matthew chapter 28, he said, go ye into all the world and make disciples. The number one reason why we need this spiritual discipline, yes, it's for us, but the number one reason is so that we can lead others to Christ. Man, mm-hmm. the only thing we can take with us to heaven are souls. That is it. We can't take those homes, those cars that people be praying for. None of that. Mm-hmm. So there's the reason why it's good to have these spiritual disciplines, these spiritual habits. Yes, it's for you, but ultimately it's for others. Because in order for me to be able to be led by the Lord on what to say and when to say it, I got to stay full of his word and That's connected right. to him.
That is so important.
It's all about people.
And the key is like the spiritual habits help us stay close to God. And that's a key because when we're close to God, of course, we're moving in the spirit. And we're, you know, I think a very good picture and analogy that I see is like, you know, the Holy Spirit, one of the Holy Spirit's names is he's the hand of God. Mm-hmm. And I think a very good picture is that our life is to be like a glove. And the hand of God is to fit into that glove. And basically, our life is to do the direct, do what the Holy Spirit bids us to do.
Right.
But that's the best possible life we can live. There's no better life than just simply doing what God has called us to do. Because, again, we have become the maximum blessing to ourselves, to our family, and to the world if we're following the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And so, again, to every single listener, again, if you're not reading your Bible every day, today is a good day to start that very, very important habit. And, again, remember the Bible's like a bottle of grace. And it's as if God's asking, how much do you want? If you, the more time you spend in the Word, the more it's pouring grace, peace, and power into your life. And also praying as well. We mentioned praying the Ten Commandments. Well, I want to encourage you, again, one of the emails we'd like to send to you gives it's seven daily biblically-based prayers. Please email us to ask for the prayers because we'd be glad to send them to you. Again, jparker@afa.net. And praying each of those prayers on a daily basis will bless you, will encourage you, will strengthen you in your walk with the Lord as well. Victory, would you just say a brief word of prayer as we close out our time for our listeners?
Absolutely.
You and I'll pray before yes, we sir. End our time.
Father God, Lord, we just thank you for Pastor Parker's thank program, God. For the Hour of thank Intercession, God. Lord, to motivate us, to encourage us, Lord, to keep it going, that thank we can God. Have a consistent lifestyle of being led by the Holy Ghost,
yes,
of
Lord.
Being full Jesus. Of your spirit, Father God, of having a desire to get in your word, and that it's thank exciting, God. Lord. I just thank you, Father, for this program, Lord, and Urban Family. Father God, every listener, Lord, I thank you. And I ask of you, Lord, that they will leave once the show ends, Lord, with a new perspective, Lord. Oh, a new excitement about yes. you, Lord. Jesus. That they will be so enthused. Every morning they'll seek your face. Throughout the day they'll seek your face. At night they will seek your face about everything. Lord, help us instead of complaining about things to come running to you and to pray about it with you, Father God. Show us through your word, Lord. Father, I thank you that we are growing glory thank to you. Glory, Jesus. Father. And that we don't compare ourselves to others, Father God. Because we're on our own lane, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you said in your word, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You'll help us along the way through the help of the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, whom we know. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Victor, for being with us today.
Thank you, Pastor Parker.
Thank you all that were listening in today. Again, by way of the chairman, by way of radio, by way of the internet, by way of Africa, wherever you're listening, we appreciate you listening. Thanks. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.